This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. We're going to begin today with former Boston Mayor Tom Menino and the news about his health. Over the weekend, we learned that he's been diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer that has spread to his liver and lymph nodes.
The former mayor will undergo 3 months of chemotherapy, but he's not letting a very serious diagnosis slow him down or darken his mood.
You can't get down. I mean, I got too many things I want to do. There's too many things I haven't accomplished in my lifetime, and I want to do something over here with this initiative on cities. I'm writing a book that'll be out in September, and I got a lot of things I'm interested in.
Still a busy man.
I'm a busy man. I got 6 grandkids that keep me busy also.
Menino went to his office today at Boston University, where he's setting up the New Initiative on Cities, a sort of urban think tank. He sat behind a wide wooden desk within reach of his cane, which is a modified Louisville Slugger baseball bat.
And he told us he's been receiving a steady stream of emails and phone calls wishing him well, many of them offering suggestions for how to beat cancer. But the former mayor, who stepped down a little more than 2 months ago after running the city for 20 years, said he's feeling well and optimistic.
I'm feeling great. I got a lot of energy. I'm excited about being over here at BU with this new initiative. I feel really good. I mean, if I didn't have the diagnosis, I wouldn't think anything wrong with me.
Well, what led to the diagnosis? I mean, did something suggest to you that there was something going wrong?
My Dr. Morris did MRI of my legs, my back and my legs, see if my legs are still weak. There was some problem back there, was a pinched nerve or something. And he didn't find anything. And so he says, let's do a PET scan. And I said, okay, whatever you want to do. And that's how we found it, just by accident. You know, that was sometime early February. And I had my first treatment 2 weeks ago, and I'll have another treatment this Thursday.
Mr. Mayor, as you said to different people, you've battled cancer before. You had a succession of illnesses in 2012. Do you feel unlucky in any way in terms of health?
It's challenges for me. They challenge me to get better and beat the odds. And I've done that several times. I'll continue. And one thing I'm overwhelmed by is the support I'm getting. The phone calls, the prayers, the emails, everything. The tweets and all that stuff. And people that I would never expect to be call me and I just do my job. Nothing special.
Well, nothing special. 20 years of mayor of Boston is pretty special. But in terms of this outpouring of support that you've had over the weekend, it must make you feel awfully good.
Oh, it does.
And about this city in particular.
It's about the city. It's not about Tom Menino.
Are you confident that you can beat this?
I'm so confident. I really am. I think I have everything on my side. I'm not worried about today. I'm worried about tomorrow and what I could do to help the people of Boston. Still is, not as mayor, but as a citizen. And some initiatives I'm working on education issues, on the city's issues, all those issues that are important.
Mm. Mr. Mayor, you've made it a point, and it's impressive, not to let this stop you. You were out and about in the city this past weekend. You're back at work at BU this morning. You kept this date with us at Radio Boston, which we're grateful to. So it seems like this is, I know you're going to be traveling later this week. It seems like this is the way you want to do things and the way you want to handle this.
Let me tell you, you can't sit home and pout about it. You got to deal with it. You got the best medical staff in the country. You got the best doctors. You got Dana Farber. What else do you want? I'm getting the best. And today is Monday, and this afternoon I'm going out to Wellesley College and talk to the young Democrats out there and try and convince them to get active and tell them why they should. And I got all kinds of appointments in my books.
What's the transition to your new post-mayor life been like?
Well, you know, if you go from being mayor where you make a decision every 20 minutes to a university is making a decision every 2 hours or longer. It's a much different lifestyle. It's a much slower pace. New agenda for me. And I appreciate this opportunity more than anybody could realize. And I take advantage of it. I just hope that my 20 years of mayor can help other folks do their job, but also energize some young people to get into public service.
Because it's St. Patrick's Day, let me ask you about one issue that's been in the news that you dealt with for many years when you were mayor, and that is yesterday's annual St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston. As you know, Mayor Walsh tried to broker an agreement between parade organizers and gay rights groups so that everybody could march in that parade. The city has changed in so many ways over the years, but in the end, gays and lesbians couldn't march openly in that parade. Why is this still an issue today?
It shouldn't be an issue. The individuals who were part of the Allied Veterans Group are not forward-thinking. They think of the past. They don't think about the different city we have, and they don't believe in equal opportunity for everyone. And I just say that it's a problem for us, and Mayor Walsh tried to broker it. Didn't happen. When I was mayor, I refused to walk in the parade for 20 years, and it really tells you something about people. They still have that little prejudice in their souls, and that's one thing. I never had any prejudice in my soul, and I opened up the city to everyone. And when you're mayor, you're mayor of all the people, not some of the people. And some of these elected officials who would march in the parade, they only represent a small group of their constituents. When you're mayor, you represent everyone, and you got to make sure you take that position. In South Boston, you have that certain element of folks who don't want to open up the community, and they better get out of the way because the community is changing over there very quickly. Every day things change, and they're going to move out very shortly.
You know, I've appreciated what you've said about sort of the new challenges you're taking on, the new opportunities, but I have to ask you, do you miss being mayor?
Oh, yeah. You're kidding me. I miss the action. I miss the ability to get things done.
So when you drive to work in the morning, do you look around you in the car and say, do you have that instinct where you want to pick up the phone and call your people and get that trash picked up or whatever it is?
I tell you, I did that yesterday. I was driving through Upman's Corner. I saw a trash bucket overflowing. I said, what the blaze? Why isn't that picked up? You know, there used to be a police officer in front of my house for 20 years. I drive around the corner. He's not there anymore. That's why, you know, I see those things, but my time has come and gone. There's a new mayor in the city of Boston, and we have to be supporting him because it's a tough job being mayor of Boston, any city. The toughest job in America is to be a mayor.
Well, Tom Menino, former mayor of Boston, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Great. Anytime.
And good luck to you, and we wish you all the best with your recovery.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll be okay.
Former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Tomorrow, we'll be talking to him on Radio Boston about that new initiative on cities that he's setting up at Boston University. So join us for that.